Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. This is Pastor Williams. Glory to God. We know the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. We need to get into the subject and get off. Amen. Glory to God. So let's go to Proverbs 19, and we're going down to, we're going to consider the 19th verse. So we're in Proverbs 19:19 tonight. Amen. Proverbs 19:19. And Proverbs 19:19 says, in the King James Version, a man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, or a man of great anger shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, that's rendered, that is, Proverbs 19:19 in the Positive Thinking Bible reads this way. People with bad tempers are always in trouble, and they need help over and over again. What that means? People with bad tempers, if they've got bad tempers, wow, they're going around and they're finding trouble. Why? Because they're always angry. And when a person is always angry, there's always trouble. He causes or she causes a lot of trouble. Amen? And they need help. They need help because they need something. When you're angry, you can't control yourself. So you need help from level-minded people to try to help you. You need help to when you get in jail and someone needs to bail you out because in your anger, if you've done something wrong, you're going to, sooner or later, you're going to jail, because if you're angry constantly, somewhere down the line, you're going to do something. Amen? Glory to God. They need help. A hot-headed man will suffer punishment. They will suffer punishment because they keep getting in trouble every time. Even if you rescue them from the consequences of their temper or their anger, they'll get angry again, and you'll have to rescue them again. It's an ongoing thing with a person of temper. And I know about temper because as a young man, I had a terrible temper. I had an angry temper. And so, and with my temper, I realized I would tell myself when I was a young man, the Lord's delivered me from it now. Nowhere now like it was then. But back then, I could distinctly remember telling myself, you have to get over this anger. You have to get over this bad temper, because someday you're going to get angry at the wrong person or at the wrong time, and it's going to really cost you. You've got to somehow get, you have to do something about your bad temper. But before I got saved, I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do. I just knew that it could lead to my destruction. Amen. It wasn't until I got saved that I really got a handle on what needs to be done if you've got a bad temper. and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Amen. But before we do, we want to look at anger, what the Bible has to say about anger. And so we want to go to Proverbs. Since we're in the book of Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs 14:17 and begin to see in just a few verses what the Bible has to say about anger. And in 14:17, that is Proverbs 14:17, it says in the King James Version, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly." He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. What that means? That means when you get angry, it says you deal foolishly. Anger causes you to make mistakes. When you're angry, haven't you ever heard people say, "I got angry and I lost my mind. I just went blank. I just lost my mind." And what did you do? "I just charged at him," or "I did this," or "I did that." See, when you get angry, you make mistakes. And anger, high levels of emotion, causes you to not be able to think clearly. You're not able to control yourself. You go out of control. And it causes you time and time again to make mistakes. That's one of the greatest things about anger that concerned me, that every time I would get angry, I would do something stupid. I'd do something dumb. I'd make mistakes, amen? And men have known that. Men have known from the start of time that when you're calm, you can receive what to do and how to proceed. But when you're angry, the only thing you do is you're bullheaded. You go straight ahead like an angry bull. At a bullfight, they get the bull angry because he's not thinking. If he was thinking, he would know every time I charge this red flag, the guy that's standing behind the red flag, every time I charge it, put my head down and charge it, when I get there, the guy's never there. So he probably moves to the left or to the right. The bull never thinks that. Why? Because he's angry. He just charges straight ahead every single time. Every single time he doesn't learn, he makes the mistake. Do you notice that when it's big fights, prize fights, like the heavyweight champion in the world, they stare at each other or they say nasty things to each other? Why? They're trying to make the other guy angry. Well, why would you want to do that? If he's angry, he'll beat me up worse. No, that's a possibility, but they understand. When a person gets angry, they forget the game plan. They forget their training. They forget what their corner and their manager say to them. They forget everything. They go, what do people say when they get angry? I just went blank. I lost my mind. That's what you're hoping when you say things to anger your opponent. That's what you're hoping he will do, that he'll just lose his mind and forget everything and just charge. And see, you can handle it if you know he's going to charge. You can already think out what you're going to do for someone that's just going to charge straight ahead because he wants to tear your head off your shoulders. But it's another thing if you're going to fight someone who has got wisdom and he's crafty and he's deceptive and he's fast and he's using his brain. Well, you got a tough fight on your hands. But if all you got is someone just angry and just going to charge straight forward, you can handle that. All you got to do is sidestep at the very last second. And he's going straight into the turnbuckle or into the ropes or whatever. You know, you can handle somebody that has lost their mind. Amen? And so 14:17 says that he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. You're foolish. You're foolish when you just get angry. Really, you are. But when you stay calm, all kind of ideas come into your mind, all kind of solutions other than what is the present situation. But when you're angry, no solutions come into your mind. You just want to destroy. I'm going to get you. And that's all you can think of. And you're easily handled. You're easily handled when you're in a rage. That's why people want to get you emotional and get you in a rage, because you're easy to handle. All they got to do is just handle your – you're going to come straight at them because you're going to just knock them out. Amen? That's easy to handle. But thinking out and craftiness and using strategy and deception and schemes and all that, that's hard to discern. That's hard to handle. But when you're just blind angry, that's easy to handle. And when the person's blind angry, they make all kind of mistakes. They trip. They hit the wrong person. They do all kinds of stuff. They just make a ton of mistakes. And when you're up against someone, that's what you want. You want them to make a ton of mistakes so that you come out on top and not them. So he that is soon angry makes so many mistakes, they deal fool. Now, the Bible says when you are soon angry, you deal foolishly. And here's the Bible. God knows everything. And the wisdom of God is telling you, if you get angry quick and fast and hard, you're dealing foolishly. I mean, if God Almighty that knows everything is telling you, if you get angry, you're going to really mess up. Take his advice. He knows what he's talking about. God knows what he's talking about. He's been around a long time. He knows what he's talking about. Amen? And then in Proverbs 21:19, it says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness with a contentious. It is better to dwell in the wilderness with a contentious and an angry woman. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Boy, I had that little wampajaw there. So what does that mean? It means peace is preferable to contention. Amen. It's better to dwell in the wilderness, but you got peace, than to have a great, big, beautiful house, but you're in there with someone who's contentious and angry all the time. No, it's better to go in the backyard or out somewhere where there's beautiful trees and everything is quiet and beautiful. The Bible says that's preferable. Peace is preferable to contention. That's basically what that's saying. Peace is better than contention. And then the next, another chapter over, Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship. Don't make a friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man thou shalt not go. Amen. Why? Why not? Verse 25 gives you the reason. Verse 25 says, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to his soul, to your soul. Lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. What that mean? That means who you hang out with, you're influenced by those that you hang out with, and if you hang out with them long enough, you become like them. So you become an angry and a furious person. If you hang around a whole lot angry and furious people, why? Because if you're in an angry atmosphere all the time, there'll be one or two things that you hear that will cause you to get angry. Now, the other fella's angry, but there might be other situations where you're trying to calm down the situation. But in some of them situations, you can see why they're getting angry, and you get angry. And then you're acting crazy. Amen? Glory to God. Who you hang around, you can start to become just like those you hang around. You'll get their same intonations. You'll get your same movements, the same all kinds of stuff. You'll dress like them, everything. Amen? And then in Proverbs 29:22, Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Amen? An angry man stirs up strife. So if you like peace, don't be around angry people. Why? Because they're going to stir up strife. there's going to be something that they're going to get angry about. And when someone gets angry, they look around and they'll start in on you. Amen. Glory to God. And then it says, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. If you stay angry, sooner or later, you're going to sin. Sooner or later, if you continue to stay in it and continue to be angry, sooner or later, the Bible says in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. You talk. So if you keep it up, somewhere down the line, you're going to say the wrong thing. Amen. Hold on. I'm right up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Now, we want to start with the solution for anger. It's okay to talk about, but we want to see what do we do about it. Let's look at Proverbs 16:32. Proverbs 16:32. I want to say this about it for just a moment. It says in Proverbs 16:22, King James Version, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Amen. So to control yourself is better than being a conqueror of a city. Isn't that something? You know, you look at conquerors in history and stuff, and you talk about what mighty men they are. But here in the Bible it says, hey, if you're slow to anger, you're better than the mighty. You're better than those guys. You learn to control yourself, completely control yourself. And he that ruleth his spirit, then he that taketh a city. If you've got yourself under control, we're going to talk about that in just a moment, how to do that. But if you've got all that under control, the Bible says that you're better than the mighty and you're better than the person that taketh a city. That means you're better than Alexander the Great. He took a bunch of cities. He took so much cities that when he ran out of wars, he sat down and cried because there wasn't anybody else to conquer. Amen. He knew how to conquer cities, but he was out of control. He went out of control. Amen. You got to know history to know why. We're not into Alexander the Great tonight. We're not talking about him. We're talking about becoming a conqueror, controlling yourself. Now, how do you control yourself? If you've got an anger problem, how do you control yourself? Amen. Well, let's go to Isaiah 32:17. We want to begin to look at some things that will help you if you got an anger problem. And when I was a young man, I had an anger problem. Amen. But I didn't know what I'm teaching tonight. I didn't know then what I know now. But in Isaiah 32:17, it says, in the King James Version, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. So the work of righteousness, what's the work of righteousness? All our righteousnesses are in Jesus Christ. When we get saved, he takes our sin and imparts his righteousness to us. Amen. And we're righteous because we're in Christ Jesus. When you're in Christ, when you get saved and born again, glory to God. You are put in him, you're put in right standing with God. And that work, the work of righteousness, shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. So the first thing to do, one of the first things you can do to deal with anger is to get saved. A couple came to me one time, and the guy was on alcohol and a bunch of other things, and he was talking about his anger problem. Amen. Glory to God. And then I had to take him to, I had to ask him, was he saved? Glory to God. He was saved, but he was a carnal Christian. He was still into alcohol and a bunch of other things. What did he need? The second thing is deliverance by Jesus Christ. You can cry out to God and ask God to deliver you from alcohol, deliver you from anger. That's what I had to do. I was saved, but I was still angry. Amen. My flesh was dominating, and I had to cry out to God. I'm giving you things to do if you have an anger problem. One, get saved. That is, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Turn it over to him, because you can't handle it. Amen. If you're angry all the time, that shows you can't handle it. Because if you could handle it, you wouldn't be angry all the time. You need to turn it over to God. Turn your life over to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you. The second thing you can do is ask the Lord Jesus specifically to deliver you from anger. Repent of that sin of anger. Repent to God and ask. Tell Father God, your Father, our Father in heaven. You have a Father in heaven. Let him know, glory to God, that you're sorry for your sins of anger and the things you did while you was angry, and to please deliver you. Recognize that the Bible clearly lets us know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the deliverer. Where's that, Pastor? Oh, Romans 10:13 for one, just for one scripture, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. But, Pastor, that says salvation. Yeah, but you look it up from where that's quoted from in Joel, and you'll see that the exact same scripture says in Joel, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Delivered. In the New Testament, it says saved. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, you can be saved and delivered. And just like someone can be delivered from alcohol or drugs, the Lord Jesus can do the same thing for anger. Amen. He can deliver you. Call on the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And that's the secret in holiness churches. They may not express it that way, but that's exactly what's happening. They have the person come up front, get on the morning bench, put their hands in the air, and they say, Jesus, keep calling on him, Jesus, say, Jesus, deliver me from sin, Jesus, deliver me. What's he doing? He's calling upon the name of the Lord. And what does the Bible say will happen? Whoso calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved, is the rendering in the New Testament, and shall be delivered, is rendered in the Old Testament. Same scripture, same reference. Amen. Glory to God. So the first thing is to get saved. The second thing is to call on the mighty one, the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, to deliver you. That will when you call upon Jesus, glory to God, that'll get it. But I want to show you something else. That's real. When I came across this verse, it was so exciting, and I found it to be true. Psalm 119. Oh, my goodness. I show people who they might be saved, but they still got an anger problem. Amen? They still got an anger problem. Let's say you're saved, but you still got an anger or a contentious problem. What do you do? Look at Psalm 119, 165. Psalm 119, 165, in the King James Version, this is how it reads. Great peace. It doesn't say peace. It says great peace. Great peace. You know what the difference between peace and great peace? Great peace means thorough peace, all the way peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Why do people get angry? Because they get offended. You did something, or you said something, or you implied something, or whatever. And boy, you get angry because of what they said or did or whatever. Amen? But here, look at this. I use this verse so often when I'm counseling for anger. When someone comes in, they got an anger problem. What's this tell you? They ain't in God's law. They're not in the Word. Amen? The Bible says right here, they that love, it doesn't say that you pick up the Bible every once in a while. When Sunday comes, you go to church on Sunday. So what you do is you go to church, you take your Bible with you, then you come home. When you get home from church, you lay your Bible down. You don't pick it up again until next Sunday. No, it don't say that. It don't say that. Who reads the Bible in church? When the pastor says, turn to John 3:16, you open it up to John 3:16. You got the Word. You're hearing the Word. It don't say that. It says, great peace have they which love thy law. Now, when you love something, do you do it once a week, maybe? No. When you love something, you want to do it all the time if you could get away with it. You would like to do it all the time. Amen? Glory to God. I remember when I met my wife, I wanted to see her every day. I didn't want to see her once a week on Saturday or Sunday. I wanted to go every day. Amen? Glory to God. If you like ice cream, you only have ice cream once a month, once a week, once. No. If you could get away with it, if you ain't got nobody watching you, you'd have an ice cream sandwich or a slush, a nice cold on a hot day. You sneak and get you a nice cherry slush or grape or whatever flavor you like. Good. Amen. Every single time you get hot and want something cold, you go get something cold. Amen. Why? Because you love it. Amen. Well, you can love God's Word. And when you love the Word, you in it almost every day, if not every day. It says, great peace have they that love thy law. And then it says something incredible. And nothing shall offend them. Now, listen to me. I know this works because it worked in me. It worked in me, and I found this to be true. When I was in the Word every day, my goodness, somebody could say something, and in the back of my mind, I'd be thinking, boy, if this had been last year, I would have blown a stat when they said that. But for some reason, it don't bother me. I can't figure out why it's not bothering me, but it just don't bother me. What was it? The Word was keeping me. The Word was keeping me. Amen? I didn't know it till I came across this verse. And when I came across this verse and I saw it, I said, that's what it is. That's why I don't blow up like I used to blow up before. Why ain't I blowing up now like I used to blow up when I was in my 20s? I'm not in my 20s anymore. Because, glory to God, when you're in the Word says nothing shall offend you. Nothing. Now, that's a big word. Nothing shall offend you. That means the Word is something powerful, amen, that it can keep you. Someone can come walk up to you and call you a gorilla. That don't bother you. Why? Because your mind is on the Word. You know, David said princesses in 119. It says princesses did come and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy scriptures. What that mean? That mean people were talking about him, saying all kind of terrible things about him. But, oh, here it is. It's in 119:23. Princesses also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. His mind was so on the Word, he heard, but he didn't hear. They was talking about him, but his mind was in the Word. He was listening to them, but he wasn't really listening to them. Amen? And because he really wasn't listening to them, he didn't get offended. And if he didn't get offended, he didn't get angry. Beloved, I got to go, glory to God. But three ways to handle anger: cry out to Jesus Christ for deliverance, get saved, and then meditate and stay in the Word. Glory to God. Hope I helped somebody with an anger problem. I love you. Bible has the answers. I got to go. Bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.